Hi all, welcome to Growing Beyond. So glad that you are here. For anyone new to this pod, you've landed in a place where we're free to not be normal and to not pretend. We can be our ultimate, too much version of ourselves here, and quite frankly, we have to be if we want to evolve the status quo. Today, I talked to Tracy and Whitney about a class being offered in the yoga studio I teach in, Twisted Grit Yoga. It's in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and Tracy is offering a class about responsive parenting and using essential oils to help shift stuck feelings, which is huge. As we all know, it is huge to try to parent and have all the feelings and help usher your kid through all of their feelings and try to have both of those things happen at the same time and everyone's needs get met. It's a lot. And so then as a parent, when you're giving to your own kids and something gets triggered where your own needs aren't getting met because you're giving too much, or your cup was already half empty because you had a hard day at work and it feels like I've got nothing left to give. And if you can't take care of you because you're out of steam and you can't take care of your kids' emotional needs because you're out of steam, but you still are trying to do it anyway, then there's sort of this cycle of depletion that can happen, and it's hard. Obviously, that's not the model for everybody. Everyone is on a different journey. It could be a little less dramatic than that. Just because it's dramatic for me in my journey doesn't mean it's dramatic for everybody. But here's the thing. There's a ton of ways to get at that old inner experience, whatever it is. But some of the ways, don't go directly into that subconscious space, the pre-verbal, the visceral places that talk therapy just it won't get you there. The aroma freedom technique with essential oils will get you there. And I'm going to tell you, I have been using this. I had a session after we had this conversation, and I've been using the oil to help me through the thought that came up in this session that I was looking to reshape. To put it in general terms, it's okay for me to have needs, and it's okay for me to have wants. And that was sort of the baseline of where we started with my individual session. And I loved the session that I had with Tracy. And the aroma, I've been carrying it with me. And I'm telling you, not for nothing, things are shifting in my life. And I'm able to do things, little micro movements that I've been really stuck on, I suddenly seem like I'm able to do. So if you're interested in hearing more about that and to hear Tracy and Whitney and I talk about this class that's coming up at Twisted Grit and whether it might be right for you, have a listen and welcome if it's your first time here to Growing Beyond. I'm so happy you're here. Here we go. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
Yeah. I am Whitney Wells. I currently have my own photography business, Life Well Spent Photography, and I work at Twisted Grit Yoga as a studio manager. And I have a 5-year-old girl. Her name is Olive. I am newly divorced. November of last year was finalized. And yeah, I'm just trying to find my way back to myself.
Awesome. Yeah, I relate to that, especially after getting divorced. It took probably 2 years before I was like, who am I? Oh, yeah. Okay. I can breathe again. Okay. And would you mind introducing yourself too?
Yeah, I'm Tracy Frank, and I also work here at Twisted Grit Yoga, teaching some yoga and have a background in education. I also own a business, and my business is called Jade Lemonade, and it's all things essential oils and supporting people with wellness, their wellness goals. And I have 2 children and am married and live in Sun Prairie.
Awesome. Thank you for going through that formality. And I should say we are at the Twisted Grit Studio. So if you hear Amy Phillips saying breathe in the background, it's because she's teaching a yoga class right now. And I also work here as a yoga teacher, and it's lovely. And I couldn't be happier working here. It's just such a wonderful community. And this is where the class that we'll be talking about today, or should I say workshop, is going to be held in October, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And you said you have a working title, something along the lines of blah, 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 parenting. I wanted to read you guys this quick quote before we start talking about this workshop. So you're going to be offering a workshop. It's going to incorporate essential oils, and I want to hear all about it and what inspired you to think about doing this for people, because it's so needed and necessary. Parenting is such a hard, people say it's a hard job, but it's actually 20 jobs, and it's just a 24-hour exercise in self-regulation. And there's this really wonderful book called I'll Show Myself Out by Jessie Klein. She is a comedy writer, and this book is about mothering, and she opens up this book of essays comparing a mother's journey to a hero's journey. And I wanted to read this to you guys, and then I want to hear all about your class. So she says, "The truth is that motherhood is a hero's journey. For most of us, it's not a journey outward to the most fantastic and farthest flung places, but inward, downward, to the deepest parts of your strength, to the innermost buried core of everything you are made of but didn't know was there." Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So maybe on that note, can you tell us about this class that you've been working up, cooking up?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're, working on, workshop called Becoming a Responsive Parent. So, my two children are adult children, and I spent much of my parenthood in a reactive role, responding from patterns that, were triggering my emotions and not being able to be present with their emotions. And so I've learned a lot along the way, and really want to be able to support others who have young children or have challenging situations and feel like that their relationship is being harmed because of parenting.
Can you tell us how essential oils work into that?
Yeah. So, you can use lots of different, tools, to help you become a responsive parent instead of a reactive parent. And we'll talk about different tools within the workshop, but specifically the use of essential oils, through a technique called the Aroma Freedom Technique helps you, to reset some patterns in your brain. So when we are young, when we have things happen to us, we establish a pattern in our brain that when this happens, I'm fearful, or when this happens, I feel shame, or when this happens, I feel disappointment. And when those feelings and those, and then we have certain thoughts about ourselves, like not being good enough, or just not being worthy of love, things like that. We have these negative thoughts about ourselves.
It's a loop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when we're parenting, we bring all that with us. And so when our child does something that brings us into that feeling of shame or disappointment and those negative thoughts about ourselves, we react with our emotions. And we can break those patterns through the use of essential oils and this technique. It basically goes to your subconscious and helps you just soften the energy around those thought patterns and where we go when we are triggered.
Okay. And to be clear too, human emotion is totally normal. It's, we want to feel emotions, but we don't want to get stuck in those loops of, oh my gosh, I feel angry. Now I feel shame. And now I'm feeling like I can't interact with my kid in a way that's going to be supportive to them. So now I feel like a failure. And then from that failure place, I get exhausted. And then I can't interact with my child at all. And that is a loop I felt and still feel, actually, parenting. And to be able to stop that loop is a mental exercise. And it sounds like essential oil can sort of relieve some of that strain of having to recognize it, stop it while it's happening, you know, identify all the things, do the inner child work, like, and have it all be a conscious process, which can be a full-time job in itself is all this emotional work. So you're saying essential oils can help relieve some of that work.
Yeah, it's a process called amygdala switching. So
okay.
Our sense of smell is our only one of our five senses that goes straight to our amygdala. All of our other senses we have to process through our frontal cortex. We have to make sense of, this is hot, I shouldn't touch it. But when we smell something, you know, it's like, oh, that smells like grandma's cookies, or that smells horrible to me. Like, you have strong reactions to smells because it goes straight there. And so we can use that component in our bodies, that tool to release. So our brain can't keep this negative energy around negative thoughts, negative memories. It can't hold on to that as tight when we introduce the oils. And so it basically just kind of releases that and takes a layer off of the intensity of our responses.
That makes sense to me. And how did you get interested in this, or how did you start working on this together?
So I just want to clarify, Tracy is doing this workshop on her own.
Okay.
Originally, I was going to do it with her, and then I decided that I was just going to let her do it by herself. She's the queen of essential oils, and I use essential oils, but I am, you know, I don't use them professionally with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So while I am super passionate about, you know, self-growth and becoming a better parent, and I've worked super hard on myself, and I have worked with individuals, coaching them one-on-one, I felt like this was probably just something for her to do on her own. But I am, you know, doing the marketing behind it and other things to promote it as part of my role at Twisted Grit.
And why do you think it's important?
Oh, my goodness. Because I feel like my daughter looks up to me and she learns from me. And if I'm not setting a good example in my life for, you know, how I want my relationships to go and for having healthy boundaries and balance, then, you know, when she grows up and even now in her life, she's going to feel that chaos and the imbalance, and that's going to, I think, lead to her unhappiness in a lot of ways. And so I just really ultimately strive to be the best that I can be so that she can have a really positive role model in her life.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I think a lot about legacy of, there's work. I've done a bunch of various different kinds of work. And so in shamanic work, they talk a lot about ancestral healing. And to me, this falls into that category of breaking the legacies you don't want your children to carry on, of emotional baggage or secrets, or the idea that you can only have three emotions instead of the infinite number of emotions that humans have. So I feel like this sounds like a tool I'm imagining, and maybe you can set me straight if I've got this wrong, but if you're doing this workshop and you're finding an oil maybe that works really well with one particular pattern, let's say, just pulling it out of thin air, doesn't relate to me at all, but like not being able to express anger, which, as you both know, if you read my email, I was raised in a home where you can't express anger. So anytime I express anger, there's that automatic loop happening. Oh my gosh, I'm doing something really bad. I'm going to mess up my kids. And then I put the clamp on it. So then I feel repressed. And then anger directed inward becomes depression. And then that loop kind of reinforces itself. Mm-hmm. So let's say I take this workshop and I find an oil that helps me break that loop. And I'm imagining I can sort of do some journaling around that, sort of disassemble some of the construct around it, do some self-reflection, and then take the oil with me home so that when I'm parenting and I feel something come up, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that sort of the purpose? Like you bring it into your life then?
Yeah. So I was certified in the Aroma Freedom technique. There's different varieties. So, or different sessions that we'll use. And so we'll pick one of those to start with to kind of break the strong pattern that, you know, so you'll start with one pattern that you want to break. And then, yes, there's a quick technique that's a take-home technique, uh-huh. And that you will get some of that oil if you attend this. And that would be one that's just called the Aroma Reset. And that's a five-minute technique for when you're feeling that, being able to go work through your emotions. Like you said, emotions are important. We want to feel them. We don't want to shove them or pretend we don't have them. We want to go work through our emotions. That way we won't react as strongly and we'll be able to come from that responsive parenting versus a reactive parent. So Whitney actually did go through a full session with me as well. And usually once you go through a session, Whitney can speak to it, but usually once you go through a session once, you'll feel a significant difference. Now, does once make every parenting situation easy? Nope. Not quite there. But you'll feel enough of a difference because it'll take that layer off of the intensity, and you'll feel enough of a difference that it'll help you take a step forward. That's the experience of most people. All of my clients have said they feel like enough of a difference that they're taking some of that intensity away.
Okay, so I'm going to take a second to directly speak to anyone who's listening that actually is a parent and feeling really stuck, to say if you've been journaling about this, or maybe you've even been in therapy around this and you just feel like there's some things that aren't budging, that this could be a helpful tool.
Yeah, it's subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So journaling and therapy are absolutely important. And this is another tool that's very different than both of those because it's not cognitive.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, I think the combination of journaling with the essential oils and with therapy is a really, really great combo. Because I do therapy and then I go to therapy and then I also journal regularly. And then when we did that essential oils session together to kind of prep for the workshop, I just felt like I had such a great experience with it. And I can share more on that. But yeah, so.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So I had gone into the session with Tracy with the desire to change my reactions, I guess, around my daughter's bedtime routine. And then, you know, hopefully then with a different reaction from me, you know, responding instead of reacting, that would lead to a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Over time. So I have really struggled with putting my daughter to bed. And when I have her, you know, it's just a one person job doing it. So that can be very tiring because, you know, sometimes it's nice to be able to tap someone else in when you're really struggling.
100%. Is Mary Poppins? Yeah. Get in here right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, she just at night, I feel like she wants the world. She wants me to read her a book. She wants me to rub her back. She wants me to give her all the snuggles. Mm-hmm. She wants me to talk for everything, every single stuffed animal that she has, you know. And it's just, I feel like her bedtime routine takes a very long time. And for me, my bedtime routine is very sacred. Mm-hmm. I love being able to go to bed and read my book and, you know, ease myself into sleep. But I have not been able to get back into my bedtime routine really since she was born. Mm-hmm. And that just, it stinks. Like, it makes me pretty sad sometimes. And so I went to Tracy and I was like, hey, this is one thing I really would like to work on. And so that was kind of, I think, I don't know if that was the inspiration behind the workshop, but.
So you have this bedtime routine, but before you even get in the room, you're already anticipating that mm-hmm. it's going to be draining for you. And your daughter's a thief and she's stealing your sacred ritual at the end of your night.
Yeah. And I think really one of the hardest things about it is I've explained it to her. You know, I've been honest with her about, hey, this is important to me to be able to put you to bed and not spend hours in your room because I want to be able to take care of myself. And so, you know, then what comes up from there is some guilt because mm-hmm. I'm worried about how that makes her feel. You know, but I do need to be honest with her. And so I've done that. And I think she, you know, she appreciates my honesty and she does respect it more. Mm-hmm. But I still, you know, that wasn't enough, right? Me yeah. just telling her like, hey, listen, I need this to be a little bit shorter so I can take care of myself. And she understands that. But mm-hmm. I think as a 5-year-old, she's not putting that, you know, into perspective when it comes time for bed. So
oh, for sure. And yeah. it's not their job to think of like what's best for us.
Yes.
So yeah,
right.
totally.
Yeah. So, you know, there's balance with everything, but she's still young. And so that's my job to teach her that. But yeah, so I did the essential oil session with Tracy and it really just helped me process the trigger that was coming up when I was putting her to bed. And the coolest thing about it was that I realized that the feelings that were coming up for me in that moment when I was putting her to sleep were actually from experiences that I've had prior to even having Olive.
Ah.
So they're feelings that get stuck in the body mm-hmm. essentially. And then something happens at a later time that then it's the same pattern that comes up. So at some point in my life, something happened where I was feeling very stuck and not able to like leave a situation.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing that was happening with putting my daughter to sleep.
And your body is like, alarm, 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 because it's, I mean, I know the body has intense wisdom, but it also is sometimes just like, come on, body. This isn't 20 years ago. This is happening. You know, that event isn't happening anymore. But our bodies think everything's happening all at once. And
Yeah. And so I think, you know, as a parent, I'm really learning how to use my voice more. Mm-hmm. And the experiences that I had prior to having my daughter, I think... I think a lot of times I felt like I haven't been able to speak up. And so, and even, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't have boundaries a lot. My parents didn't tell me no. I had a lot of freedom. And so now when it comes to saying no to my daughters or saying what I need mm-hmm. and holding that boundary, it's been very difficult because my parents didn't do that for me.
Yeah.
So... you know, it's the awareness is the first step, but I feel like working with Tracy in the session really just, it gave me hope.
Wow.
Yeah, which is what I really needed because I was feeling very hopeless when I came to her bedtime routine. And at the end of the session, Tracy had me write out a statement that reflected how I wanted to feel when I put her to sleep.
Yeah.
And the statement, I don't know word for word, but the statement is something along the lines of, I feel joy and excitement in my chest when I see my daughter putting herself to sleep. So, and I have that statement and I read it regularly. And whenever I read it, you know, I can tap back into the feelings that I want to have when I put her to bed. And I think that in itself can help shift how things go in life.
Yeah.
And so since I had my session with Tracy, I have felt better about putting her to sleep. And I feel like we are heading in the right direction now. Whereas before, I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
So what else do you want people to know about this? Or is there something else that you want to add?
Yeah. just wanted to add that, you know, we titled it Becoming a Responsive Parent because I feel like it was a journey I had to go through the hard way.
Yeah.
My oldest son was born and within a few weeks was super colicky, and he was colicky for a year. Screamed every night, and we never found solutions. He's a beautiful child with so much positive energy. But he lived his whole adult or his whole childhood with undiagnosed ADHD. Mm-hmm. He's been recently diagnosed, was very oppositional. He was a hard, you know, high spirited, hard to raise child. And, now when I think of conversations with him that I'm able to have, and we're able to talk about how our emotions, what our emotions are like when we ask questions in a certain way or talk to each other in a certain way, yeah. He's able to do that. I'm able to do that. He's 21 now. It's just amazing to see where we came, because I used to be the parent that got, you know, angry, that, you know, that just, I didn't bring a healthy expression of emotions to them because I would get at my limit. I wasn't never been a single parent, and I have no idea how that feels, but I was a solo parent often because my husband works 24 hours. So I did a lot of solo parenting, and on those late nights when it had been my 24 hours and without help and no one came home to help, I know that feeling a little bit about just being at the end of your rope, being tired, and all of your triggers like coming up really easily. And you know, I have lots of regrets. But I'm just thankful that I learned what I learned, you know, 10 years ago. I've been certified since 2018, and how this has changed myself in all of my relationships. My relationship with myself,
yeah,
has changed. The negative self-talk isn't as strong.
Yeah.
How it's changed my parenting, and it just felt great that it wasn't too late.
Yeah. And coming from that story that you're sharing, I can relate to that. I have a child with ADHD and sensory processing disorder, and I learned 2 years ago, I also have ADHD. So I feel like I'm imagining these are fantastic tools. Can you use essential oils with kids as well for things that are really triggering for them or when they are being oppositional?
Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And actually, how my first ever essential oil was actually around bedtime. So full circle here. my oldest, same child, was a 2-hour bedtime routine every night. Mm. And it was super stressful. And for, you know, for all of us, for him as well. And yeah. I had a relative say, why don't you try this essential oil with him? And it was the blend Peace and Calming. It was my first ever oil. It was the only oil in our house for about 8 years, because I didn't know the benefits of oils at the time. And we put it on his feet every night, and it completely changed things. It went from 2 hours to a 20-minute routine.
Wow.
He still, to this day, when he smells that oil, he starts to yawn. For him, because of his ADHD, his melatonin wouldn't kick in at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like his cortisol would come up instead of his melatonin. And
yeah.
And that doesn't help you go to sleep. And so this oil helps him move into that. He still has it by his bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful. And hopeful for people that are really struggling.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think Amy's going to be bursting out of this room in about 5 minutes. So let's make sure that we have all the logistics down for this class. Can you just give us the details?
Yeah. So the details are this workshop will be held on October 13th at 3 p.m. It'll be about an hour. Although I'll be available afterwards for people to have questions. We're doing it as a group workshop versus one-on-one because we'd like people to use each other as resources. We'd like to bring in other tools. So it's not just about the essential oil process, but I feel like that can be helpful. But then that's where, you know, Whitney wants to help it, you know, give me some ideas, thoughts, resources. We're going to work together on that part to find some tools to, for people to walk away with some action steps, you know, like, so what could you do next, to support your child's growth, your growth, and your relationship? And then if that includes essential oils, we do, sell essential oils here at the studio. You can order them through the studio account. So there's ways for you to, access all the resources right here.
Great. Thank you so much. I don't know if I can do that day. I have to check my calendar, but for sure I am going to set up an individual appointment with you because this feels like so necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. We're super excited for the workshop. If you have kids and you are struggling as a parent, which I think is, you know, it's a constant struggle for the most part. We're all trying to better ourselves, but this is a great opportunity for you to release some patterns that might be keeping you from being present with your kids. So we'd love to have you. And also, you know, being in a group setting, you get to share with other parents and maybe not feel so alone in this journey. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Some chance encounters are not chance at all. Handshake or glance can change your life and all. The roads you thought you might be taking all lead a point in one direction. You walk to the beat of your own drum. Maybe come upon some you are. It's all you. You walk to some the chance beat encounters of your own drum. Handshake or glance can change your life and it's all. The roads you thought you might be taking all lead a point in one direction. Yeah. Maybe come upon some you are. You walk to some the chance beat encounters of your own chance. Handshake or glance can change your life and it's all. The roads you thought you might be taking all lead a point in one direction.